Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. What if we had a case of foot and mouth disease in this country? Back on that in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
We've not had a case of foot and mouth disease with any animal species here in this country since 1929. But the experts tell us it's a matter of when, not if. The Oklahoma Pork Council hosted the National Pork Board as they brought in their tabletop exercise of what if we had a case of foot and mouth disease. And wherever you are in this part of the country, when you see a hog barn not too far away, a herd of cattle are grazing. Michael Kelsey, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, one of those involved in this tabletop exercise.
There's cattle right there. There's wheat pasture right around. In this particular simulation, you know, there's cattle all the way around those barns. And that's very much real deal, because in rural Oklahoma, agriculture works so well together. Whether it's crops, animals, etc., we all work well together and really have that synergy of economies of scale, if you will. In this case, a disease outbreak, though, it presents a challenge.
Hog industry is fairly integrated. I mean, these are large commercial size operations we're talking about. 10,000 sow operation is the theoretical example here. Mm-hmm. Cattle producers, a lot of cases, a lot smaller herds, stocker operators, cow-calf operators. The challenge, I would think, for the cattle industry is how you get folks to cooperate.
I think the biggest challenge right off the bat is communication. You know, pretty quick, the hog farm was completely quarantined, but you start reaching out, and those cattle are grazing right next to that barn. Well, they probably need to be quarantined as well, at least until we understand what we're dealing with. So you've got to communicate with those. So if that's a big operator or several little operators or whatever it is, get that communication. And then just an understanding of what we're going through. Let's be patient. Let's figure this out, not only for the betterment of the industry as a whole, but quite frankly, my business as well. So that communication challenge is going to be a big, big issue. And we need producers to understand that and to be patient and work through that. God forbid, again, if this ever happens.
Of course, the other examples internationally of FMD we've seen a lot of euthanasia, a lot of animals being put down and burned, the carcasses burned. It looks like that wouldn't necessarily happen here in the U.S.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. That was those old U.K. models, if you will, and so forth, and that was probably how that needed to be dealt with at that point in time. We've really learned a lot since then, and so we don't picture that happening. More, there's some vaccine protocols, there's some isolation protocols. The disease itself isn't lethal in terms of mass killing, killing off animals, so the animals can survive it and then move on and be fine. And actually, it's not even an implication to human, because we don't have cloven hooves, so we can even consume the meat and be just fine. But we do need to isolate and move through. That's going to be a big challenge when you consider stop movements. And Oklahoma is such a prime agriculture state with our wheat pasture, our cattle, our pork. That's going to be a major red stop zone, if you will, if this should ever happen. We just need to understand that.
One thing that was talked about in here was this concept of agro-terrorism. In other words, the potential of somebody who doesn't like animal agriculture in this country doing some mischief.
That's scary, and you're right, and that is very real. You know, terrorism itself, the model of terrorism is human damage, but I think we have to be real and understand that terrorism can take on a lot of different forms, and the economic side of things, and then just as you mentioned, just someone who doesn't like animal agriculture, it's just unthinkable. But we have to be prepared, and we have to be real about what this potential is. So wonderful that the Pork Council is doing this simulation, invited us over to walk through this so we can just be a little more prepared, that God forbid if this should ever happen.
Michael Kelsey on some hard realities of what if we had foot and mouth disease. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know that when it comes to grocery shopping for beef, convenience continues to be the key? Through Chekhov-funded market research, we know millennials want cooking shortcuts that are efficient and practical. As a result, Your Beef Chekhov is reaching them through their mobile phones with ideas for creativity, efficiency, and savings. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Beef Chekhov is helping millennials understand that beef is a smart food choice. Learn and share more at MyBeefChekhov.com, paid for by your Chekhov dollar.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.